Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Ms. Schneider.
My opinions are not very good. You don't want to hear them.
I definitely do, ma'am. Will you give me a chance?
I can't deal with you. Is this somebody playing with me? Who are you?
No, definitely not. My name is Will, and I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys.
This is not Will.
It is Will.
What's your full name? What is it?
Will Gomez. Come on, your full name. Will Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z, Gomez.
Gomez.
That's, yep, Will Gomez.
Well, I'm trying to open a garbage bag right now, and I just can't fucking seem to manage. Oh, I did it.
Okay. Well, the purpose of the survey is because we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions.
What?
It's about your attitudes and opinions.
I have a bad attitude, Will.
It's about empowering young women in America. That's what it's about.
I don't want to be empowered. I want to find a sugar daddy, and I want to live the rest of my life happy. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, that's very positive.
I'm so goddamn positive. Is this one of my friends fucking with me? Who is this?
No. My name is Will Gomez, for real.
Will Gomez. Don't play with me, Will.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go ahead and shoot
Snapchat.
The first question.
Snapchat me, Will.
No. I'm going to shoot the first question so you can see that it's for real. When you think of yourself, when you think about yourself, do you think of yourself... Okay. Do you think of yourself as a female? Do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
I have a pussy.
Okay.
I'm a woman.
Thank you very
Sorry,
much.
Will. I know people don't like that answer anymore, but I have a vagina, and I'm some woman.
Hey, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
If you ask my opinion, I think that's beautiful. May I ask the year of your birth?
No, because, like, I don't want to get scammed. I don't want you to take my credit card info and be like, this is your birthday.
No, not your birthday. Just the year that you were born. Only the year. Not your birthday.
1994.
Thank you very much. Next
I'm 29
question.
Years old. Okay. We're getting to it.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
Everybody's going to be like, you guys remember that time that Liz got scammed by that guy? Because she was drunk and she fucking answered these questions?
Yes. No, I swear I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm not
trying
to do none of that. I'm just trying to... This is just a research. I'm trying to collect...
Can I tell you something? You're going to remember this phone call for the rest of your night. You're going to be like, oh my God. Let's call Liz back.
No, that's cool. That's cool. I think you're an interesting person, so...
So no Snapchat? You're not going to snap me?
No, not at all.
Why?
Because that's not what I'm calling you about. I just want to know your
opinion.
That is
cool. You called me and you were like, Liz, what's your opinion on my Snapchat? And I was like, I don't know. You won't give it to me. That's what you said. I was there.
Okay, so are you registered to vote or not?
I am.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
My cousin's Puerto Rican, but I am like a curly-haired, big kid white girl. That's what I am. I'm drunk right now, but...
Sound beautiful.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, you sound
beautiful. You sound more beautiful, Will.
Thank you.
Will Lopez,
thank you very
is that
much.
Your name? Is that what you said? No, it was Gomez. What was it?
Thank you. That's a compliment for me. Thank you very much.
No, I do. I love Hispanic madness. It is. I promise. Even if I sound offensive, I'm not trying to be. I'm just drunk.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, well, you already say you're white. Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your future? How you feel about your future? Negative or positive?
My future?
Yeah, your future.
Give me 2 seconds. Let me finish vacuuming with one rug, and then I will answer that. We're like 2 seconds away. Are you ready, Will?
Go ahead.
So my future, I feel like my future is promising. I'm getting divorced from a narcissist right now, and it's a little rough.
Okay. So you'll describe that as negative or positive?
No, my future will be positive. No matter what, I'll be good.
Okay.
Because that's
Thank you.
The only fucking option I goddamn have.
Fortune, okay.
Will. These are really good questions. They're really making me think about my life. God, I'm so happy you called while I was shit-faced at fucking 8 o'clock on a fucking Thursday. Jesus, this is great.
Okay, how do you feel about the future of the country?
We're fucked. Will, what are you talking about?
You either have to say negative or positive. Those are the
negative.
Options. Okay, thank you.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay, the future of the planet.
That's fucked too. Well, it's all fucked. Negative,
okay.
Homie.
Thank you so much.
You're
much
welcome.
Power...
I got you.
Okay, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community?
Listen, we bleed for 7 days and we don't die. We shouldn't have any power to make any decisions because I'll tell you what, at least once a month, I get, like, crazy mad for no fucking reason.
I understand.
No,
that's
like,
only natural.
We should not have any fucking power. We should not.
That's only natural. That's the way you were created, so... They shouldn't be a problem.
Well, no, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm not mad that we get a period. I'm just saying that, like, I can definitely feel that week before my period that my emotions get totally fucking neurotic, like crazy lady. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dude's like, whew, we know what's coming next week. Yeah,
okay.
It's not good.
Okay, but please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means
Don't
that young women have...
Don't do this to me, Will.
Please, from 0 to 10,
okay.
How much?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I feel like we have a 7, but we should only have a 3. That's what I feel
Thank
like.
You. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Of the,
You're welcome
of the
very
following...
much. Elvis over here. Goddamn Elvis.
Okay, of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Gun violence, immigration, national security, crime, racism and discrimination, student loans, mental health, any of those so far?
We don't care about any of that. Women care about stability, honey.
Okay. So
none of that matters to me. Stability.
Okay. Healthcare, climate change, economy and cost of living.
Healthcare matters. Healthcare matters.
Okay. Climate change, economy, and cost of living, too?
What?
Economy and cost of living. Economy and cost of living. Does that matter
economy
to you?
Economy and cost of living. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Abortion access, education?
I don't care about abortion. I think that if you get pregnant, you should have a baby. I'm a jerk. I know. It's okay.
No, not at all. I respect your opinions, and yeah, you have the right to give your opinion, just how you feel it. Tell it like it is. Education?
What about it?
Do you care about that? Is that important
to
you? Okay.
Yeah, my kid's in school.
Thank you. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Contributing to a positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, economic security and financial independence, caring for senior family members, work-life balance, any of those?
I'll answer all your questions if you Snapchat me, Will.
Okay, I will.
Yeah?
Yeah, I will.
All right. LIZZY 357.
Hold on. Let me write it down. Say it one more time.
L, like as in lizard.
Okay.
I.
ZZ.
ZZ. Y.
Y. Lizzie.
Yeah, Lizzie. 357.
Yeah. 357. Okay. Got you. Let me.
What's your last name?
Thinking about the chapter, Gomez. G-O-M-E-Z. Gomez. Okay, so thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies, and
free time activities?
That's
it right there. That's the one. That's the one. Pick that first one. That sounds great. Pick that one.
Contributing to positive change in your community, work-life
yep.
balance. Okay.
Don't worry about any of the other ones. The first one is it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you have to pick one. You have to pick one more. Improving or maintaining physical health, your education, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children, relationships,
having
like
or caring
romantic.
For children. I'm a mom. I'm all about it. So it's having
okay,
or caring for
you.
Children for the second, and we're good.
Okay, great. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your,
don't worry about my identity. We don't care about that. Let's just fucking...
Your sexual know. Orientation? Is that important
that's
to
it.
You?
My sexual orientation. I'm a woman. I have a vagina.
Okay. Your personality?
Sure. Yeah, that too.
Okay. Being American?
I don't care about all that.
Okay, your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife,
yes,
friend.
Absolutely, for sure. Will, you really got me thinking
okay.
deep here as I vacuum my floor and talk to you.
That's awesome. When you think about the American political system, which emotion
we're not
Snapchat most...
friends yet, Will. What are you doing?
Okay. I just have to go through all the questions, okay, and then you have to answer. That's the deal.
You're not going to nod me, Goofy. You're not going to do it.
I will. You'll see. You'll see.
I'll see. I'll be like,
yeah,
fuck you, Will, when you don't add me later. I'll be like, God damn it. Will didn't add me.
Hey, what about when I do? What are you going to do then?
Well, I can't say that over the phone. You'll get fired. Sorry, Will.
Exactly. We'll get in
just
trouble.
Kidding.
So when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two. Dread, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, hope, pride, anger, frustration,
all
happiness.
All of those, Will. All of them.
Okay. Well, you have to mark only two. What do you think about disappointment
so, listen,
and sadness?
Listen, I just watched
yeah.
the whole ass family get taken from their family. Because one person wasn't born in America, okay? I watched a whole
yeah.
ass family, a whole fucking group of people who have lived here pretty much their whole life get ripped from
yeah.
their home and told they have to leave. I feel sadness. I don't feel good things
yeah.
for this place.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's
it's not
why
good.
It's important for you to give your opinion. It's what counts.
It's not good,
it's
Will.
Matters.
It's sad.
Okay.
We live in a sad fucking place, and people think it's a great
okay.
goddamn place. And it is to a point, but it's not.
Okay, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing
no.
the American people.
Statement it's not that
B,
one.
Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
It's B. It's B, baby.
B.
B.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for U.S. government and political system not to work effectively? You may choose up to three. Too many
it's
old
like
white
the humans
men in power.
Who are running the government. What was that?
Okay. Too many old white men in power. Political.
That's it. Equality. I hate to say it.
The first one?
I am a white girl, but I'll tell you, that's what it is. It really
okay,
is. It's
I'll
sad.
Just...
It's a sad world we live in. Goddamn.
Okay, I'll go through.
Well,
go
I'm
through
drunk trying to have fun, and you're making me sad. We can't do this anymore.
Oh, come on, Liz. We have to. That's
okay.
the deal. Okay.
All right. You better add me on Snapchat. I'm not kidding. I'm being mad.
I'm not playing with you, okay? Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Systematic racism.
I'm not playing with you. What is systematic racism? Is that like a special kind of racism? Is that like racism with a system?
Exactly. It's, you know, a system designed to practice racism, to exclude, discriminate certain groups.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Next. Listen, that is totally true. So listen, my ex-boyfriend, we dated like since I was 14 to 20. He's Colombian, and sometimes because his English is not good, people will talk to him like he's a joke until he pulls out his wallet and he's like, excuse me? And it really is a thing. Like, people really do that. No, it's for real. It's insulting. Yeah. It's degrading, and it really does happen.
I understand. Yeah, I bet.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't, like, witnessed it firsthand, but, like, it's fucked up. I believe that.
I bet.
Yeah, what does systematic mean? Systematic racism, what is that? What is the difference in that and regular racism?
Well, you have to answer based on the knowledge that you already have, because if I go and explain
everything. Now I'm asking you by myself. Like, I already answered. Now I'm asking you as a person. Like, what's the answer to that? Systematic racism, what is it?
It's the result of a twisted society. That's what it is.
Well, we live in that. That's what we live in.
Exactly. Next question. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public vote on directly. Does that matter to you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Like when people go places and vote?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it really matters. I think they're giving their opinions.
Okay,
like,
so
I think
that
when people vote on a ballot, they're saying what they believe, like what they would want. But I don't think it actually matters. I think that those answers are already, like, preconceived.
Okay, so that would be a little or not at all?
Not at all, truly.
Thank you. Your state government, does that matter to you a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all? Liz?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay. President Joe Biden.
Fuck Biden! Get out of here. I live in Ohio. Like, you know, we don't fucking support Biden here.
Okay, so you still have
you
to
know
answer.
What, honestly, can I tell you honestly, I don't have anything against the man himself. I don't think he can make sentences, but neither can I, and that's okay. We have that in common. Yes.
Okay, so your answer to that, it will be either it matters a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all.
Can anyone hear us right now?
Not right now, but
put down whatever
recorded
is beneficial for the cause, okay? Oh, shit.
No, I
don't
I
put
know,
down
but,
whatever is beneficial.
No, I
no,
have
I
to
got
go
you.
Write,
I got you.
I have
you're
to
not really
going to
have me on Snapchat then, because your boss will fire you. He'll be like, you can't have that fucking blonde hair bitch on Snapchat.
Stop
like,
saying that, because then really, really, you're going to get me in trouble.
I'm sorry, don't get in trouble. I don't want to get anyone in trouble. I want to have fun.
Okay, so do I. So, President Biden, does it matter to
is
you somewhat? A little bit?
No, not at all. Nope.
Not at all. Thank you so much.
Not
community,
even a
week. Thank you. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions. Do they matter
they
to you
matter
a lot?
They don't matter either. I don't know what those are.
No.
I don't know what those are. I'm just going to assume they don't fucking matter. If I've never heard of them, they don't matter.
Okay. Thank you. Congress?
What?
Congress.
I don't care about Congress either.
Neither? Okay. Not at all then?
I don't care about that. Nope.
Okay. Your city government?
They're crooks too.
So the answer will be not at all, neither?
Fuck them all, yep.
Okay.
That's
the
it.
Supreme
You're
Court?
Not wrong.
The Supreme Court?
Nope. No.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court.
No, no, don't do this to me.
I have to. I have to read them, and then you have to answer. You have to answer.
Can I mute the phone while I go pee? Will you be mad? I have to go pee.
No.
I'm going to mute the phone, but I'll listen to your shitty descriptions of bad situations with people.
Okay,
I will
go
be
ahead.
Here
go to the bathroom.
I'm gonna start your descriptions. I'm muting it now.
Okay. So I have to read some descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives,
I'm meeting the phone. I'm listening.
Okay. Number one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated with this statement?
I'm not motivated. I don't know what it was, but I'm not fucking motivated right now. I'm peeing.
Okay. Next one.
Okay.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Do you feel very motivated?
I agree with that fully. Listen, I have a four-year-old, and if you come in the bathroom with him and you're not the right sex, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to beat you the fuck up. I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
So you'll be very motivated about that?
I mean, I'm not really motivated about anything. I'm a single mom. Don't go crazy here. I'm just telling you, I don't agree with it.
I know, but the options that you have are either very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated. So which
I am not at all motivated.
Okay, thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
I didn't even
care
enough that I listened. I'm not motivated. Nope. It didn't matter.
No, okay. Okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you feel very motivated?
I think it was a great decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you feel very okay. Okay. Thank you.
I think that you can have your babies.
Thank you. How likely are you to participate in the following voting and elections?
Yeah.
Is that very likely or somewhat likely?
Don't play with me, boy. That's very likely. Don't play. Come on. You know what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm not playing. No, I have to read what the text says, and then you have to answer it according to the options.
Stop it right now. Hey, my boyfriend is calling. I have to get off here.
Oh, come on. We are at 65% now.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Liz. That wasn't the deal. Liz, hello, Liz.